KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. The Bush administration wants to know how you're using the Internet. Yesterday, Justice Department lawyers asked a federal judge in San Jose to force Google to hand over all Internet searches from any one-week period. Feds say they need the information to defend the constitutionality of an Internet child protection law. Google is fighting the request, saying it would violate the privacy rights of its users. Just 10% of California counties have electronic voting machines ready to use in the June primary. County election officials are urging the state to speed up the certification process. Critics of electronic voting worry about privacy, accuracy, and having a verifiable paper trail of ballots. And doctors say Gerald Ford could be released today from his hospital near Palm Springs. The 92-year-old former president is recovering from pneumonia. Among the hot topics at the University of California Board of Regents meeting this week in San Diego is the need to shed light on UC pay practices. University officials recently came under fire for secretly paying bonuses to top executives. Beth Ford Roth of KPBS reports from San Diego.
The Regents' newly formed Special Committee on Compensation began its meeting by acknowledging the need for transparency into how the UC system compensates its top people. UC Regents Chairman Gerald Parsky.
We take this very seriously. We're not paying lip service to this area. This is extremely important and is extremely important to us as regents in fulfilling our responsibility.
Parsky says Price Waterhouse will conduct an independent audit of the compensation arrangements and departure packages of UC's top 32 management positions from 1996 to 2005. Positions like president, vice president, medical center CEOs, and lab directors. The auditors will also examine those managers' travel and entertainment reports to make sure reimbursement was done in accordance with UC procedures. Parsky says the state legislature is also planning its own audit of UC pay practices. He says the UC intends to cooperate fully.
Not only don't we object to this, we welcome this. This is part of an ongoing responsibility in this area.
Regent Judith Hopkinson says she expects some significant changes will come out of the audits.
We are going to see a fairly major overhaul of policies and procedures. What will come out of that is a far, far better, more transparent, accountable system.
The Board of Regents' most famous member and California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, stopped by the meeting before the discussion of pay practices. He stumped for support of his budget proposal, particularly the extra funding included to freeze tuition at UC and CSU campuses next year. For the California Report, I'm Beth Ford Roth in San Diego.
Volunteers around the state are collecting signatures for a new ballot measure that would crack down on sex offenders. The Jessica's Law Initiative would lengthen sentences for child molesters and clamp a lifelong tracking device on the worst offenders. But some opponents say it would also force thousands of sexual predators to move to the Central Valley. Sasha Coker reports.
The most controversial clause in the Jessica's Law Initiative would require sex offenders to live at least 2,000 feet away from any school or park. Existing law says most offenders must live a quarter mile or about 1,300 feet away from schools. Lawmakers like State Senator Dean Flores say the change could make dense urban centers virtually off limits to sex offenders, leaving only rural areas like the San Joaquin Valley.
I think the initiative should be aptly renamed the Sex Offender Dumping Act of 2006.
Flores has made it his charge to defend the Central Valley from what he calls the Big Giant, a voting bloc of legislators from urban districts.
When something sounds very, very good and is supported by a large number of urban members in the California legislature, that's when we always have to take a second look, because that's how we have ended up with more prisons, more sludge, more dairies. We're definitely not going to be the dumping ground for sexual predators. This is where the Central Valley draws its line.
Flores has been traveling the state, unfolding maps that show dense red clusters of schools and parks in urban areas like Los Angeles and San Francisco, and vast white empty spaces in counties like Fresno and Kern, indicating fewer prohibited areas for sex offenders. The main force behind the Jessica's Law Initiative is the husband-wife team of Assemblywoman Sharon Runner and Senator George Runner from rural L.A. County. Sharon Runner says the initiative wouldn't change current law, requiring parolees to return to the county where they lived at the time of their arrest. so it wouldn't send sex offenders to the Central Valley.
It's just some way to try and blow it up and scare people in the rural districts from supporting the initiative. Most people understand whether you're in an urban or rural district, they don't want sex offenders living near schools.
Runner says the 2,000-foot rule would only apply to those paroled after the initiative passed. And most importantly, Runner says, her initiative could send more child molesters to prison for life. Tougher penalties sound good to Erin Runyon. Her 5-year-old daughter was kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and murdered in Orange County in 2002. Runyon says she favors legislation introduced last week by Democratic Senator Elaine Alquist. That bill proposes a test to evaluate an offender's potential to commit more crimes. It would also dedicate law enforcement teams to monitoring sex offenders and promote school-based child safety programs. Runyon says those kinds of measures will do more to protect children than the 2,000-foot rule in Jessica's law.
2,000 feet, yes, I think it's a great plan if you live in a state with a low population. But when you're talking about the state of California, I think it's very dangerous if you're not going to then give local agencies the funding to really monitor them.
Law enforcement already has a hard time monitoring sex offenders. A 2003 state audit found 23,000 records in the sex offender database that hadn't been updated, largely because the offender hadn't registered. The state DAs and Sheriff's Association both back the Jessica's Law initiative and say law enforcement will find the money to make it work. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Collender is president of the Sheriff's Association, which represents many rural districts.
There can be no price when it comes to protecting innocent children. We are willing to assume the responsibility to do this. The state is supportive. The governor is supportive. And if we have to adjust our budgets, we're going to do it.
Jessica's Law backers say they've collected about half the signatures needed for the initiative and hope to qualify it for the ballot by the end of next month. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Stewart Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.